Old school hits with trumpets, Snow Patrol auf Lux FM und ihr Stückchen Making Enemies aus dem Jahre 2001. Heute Abend spielt die Band aus Schottland im Velodrom. Gary Lightbody, der Kopf der Kapelle, der Chef von Snow Patrol, ist jetzt schon bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Vorteile des Nüchternseins auf Tour. Wir sprechen über die Tatsache, dass das Schreiben von Snow Patrol Music durchaus als therapeutische Maßnahme durchgeht. Sprechen über Songs, die von der Familie handeln und finden heraus, wie diese innerhalb der Familie ankommen. Wir loben Ed Sheerans Arbeitsethos und finden heraus, ob Taylor Swift mit Jackknife Lee gearbeitet hat, weil Gary Lightbody Taylor Swift Jackknife Lee empfohlen hat. Das werden wir rausfinden. First of all, I say welcome and hello, Gary!
Hello. How are you?
I'm
nice
fine.
To see you again.
Yeah, it hasn't been too long, right, since you were here the last time.
What? A month?
A month, maybe?
Yeah. Tops?
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's great to be back here.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. How are you doing today? Is everything fine? How's the year been so far?
The year's been very good. The tour just started two nights ago in Amsterdam. Then we played Hamburg last night, and now we're playing Berlin tonight.
Yes.
At the Velodrome. And we're just really excited to be back on tour, and especially excited to be back in one of our favorite cities in the world, which is here in Berlin.
And the city's excited to have you back as well.
Thank you.
So it's a mutual thing. That's cool. It's important these days. Mutual things. So the record has been out for a while now, right? It's not been a year, but it's been
It's been
months.
since last May.
And I'm curious about your relationship to those songs, because the songs are very, very personal. And I think in the moment when you write them, they're a bit closer to your soul or to your emotions, as in the moment where you play them, have played them live for like months and months and months. So what are your feelings towards these songs? Because I thought they must feel like old friends by now to you, but some of them kind of like have done their job, so they're not, you know, not the most important old friends anymore. I don't know.
The five songs that we play, the five new songs that we play in the set, have become very, very familiar and old friends. But maybe the five that we don't play on the set, maybe those are the kind of the secret ones that I go back to and listen to every now and again. But obviously I hear the other ones every night, so I don't need to listen to them anymore. But yeah, they've slotted into the set really beautifully, and it doesn't feel like, sometimes you play new songs or newer songs in the set, things can dip a little.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that. You know, it feels like those songs have connected, those songs feel like they belong in the set, which is lovely to have five additions to the set.
Now I'm asking about the personal experience as well, because I talked to Friska Villior last night, the Swedish band, and they have this breakup record out. The singer was left by his wife and the kids. They left too, which is kind of like sad, right? And they have this record out. It's pretty fresh. And he starts crying in between songs on every show right now. He told me, I'm going to cry tonight on stage. I was like, come on, you have to concentrate on the performance of the song. You forget about the emotions that you had when you write it, when you concentrate on the performance.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I wanted to know if some of those more personal songs...
Yeah, for me, and I'm with you in that, and that it changes the perspective of the song changes once you play it in a room full of people. Yeah. I think for me, and that's not the way everybody feels about it, I'm sure, but the way I feel about it is I let the song, let the environment tell me how to feel about the song.
Yeah.
So if there's an audience in the room, then I'm gonna feel joyful. I'm gonna feel happy to play it. I'm not gonna reflect on what the song meant to me when I wrote it.
Yeah.
Because I probably would cry at certain points in the set. And after I cry, I can't sing.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Just an efficient decision, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't want to harm my voice.
Yeah.
That's why I don't show emotions.
Well, not quite.
I'm an ice cold motherfucker.
Yeah. Right.
I never show emotions just because of my voice. I'm a really emotional guy, actually. Oh, man. But speaking about reactions on songs, you wrote songs about the dementia of your father, and I read an interesting little story about the day when you played that song to your family for the first time, and that your mom kind of broke down when she listen to it for the first time?
I think my mom had a whole host of different emotions because obviously she lives with my dad 24/7 and she sees the effects of the of that horrible degenerative disease every day. And I think that, and she, you know, she is his kind of primary carer, even though me and my sister have said to her, I don't know how many times, 100 times, mm-hmm. can we get you some help?
Mm-hmm.
But she's a typical kind of, old fashioned mom. She's like, no, I'm.
It's my husband, I take care of him.
I'll take care of him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, she had a pretty strong reaction to the song. I think it hit her hard. But my dad didn't really have much of a reaction to it. I don't think he understood what it was about, really.
But then when you saw your mom cry, that emotion mirrored back on you as well,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
right?
You know, we've had quite a lot of emotional experiences over the last few years regarding my dad.
But that's where the therapeutical value of music comes in, right? Because you wrote the song, you feel a bit better after you have written the song. You play it to your mom, she starts crying. You get into a talk with your mom that wouldn't have happened maybe without the song. So I think that's really interesting. But I do know that you're working with professional therapists, or I have been working with professional therapists as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I find interesting because I know artists who are like, you either do therapy or you do the art. You know, I have to suffer for the art. And if I go to see a therapist, he's going to tell me what my problem is. I'm going to solve it. No more art.
Yeah,
but you do know.
It's never as simple as that, though. No. We never quite fully solve our problems. They're always kind of with us somewhere.
Three sessions, and I'm healed.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't really work like that. But I think it actually did the opposite for me. It connected me deeper with places that I was too afraid to go to.
Mm.
So now I can go anywhere, you know, even in my darkest places that I was too afraid to share before. Now I can share those places and feel confident that people aren't going to run away screaming from it, because I think that what we realize in the process of therapy and the process of kind of getting our minds a little clearer is that everybody goes through these things.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, you know, maybe in our darkest places we feel like it's just us that is experiencing this, and it's not. I think so many people,
and I think that might have to do something with substances or alcohol, because as soon as you're in your own little world because of the drugs, you don't see the fates of other people anymore, right? But as soon as you open your eyes and you look around, you realize we're all fucked. It's not just me.
Well,
which is kind of liberating.
I wouldn't put it in those terms, but that was.
Let's listen to another song before we curse too much. Snow Patrol, Live on Earth. Snow Patrol, Midlife on Earth, nochmal auf Flux FM abgespielt. Heute Abend spielt Gary Lightbody mit Band im schönen Velodrom. Und vorher quatschen wir noch ein bisschen auch über die Arbeit mit Jackknife Lee. You always work with Jackknife Lee, or you have worked with him very, very often. He's your partner in crime, kind of.
Yes, he is.
And in between those last Snow Patrol records, you've been working with Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift and all those people. Mm-hmm. And then I realized when I was cross-checking informations that Taylor Swift has recorded a record with Jackknife Lee in 2012, I think.
Yeah, when I worked with Taylor, Jackknife was working on that too. Yeah.
So you were the guy who connected them.
Yes, I was. She asked me to write a song with her, and I, the first person I went to was Garrett, Jackknife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gary Lightbody is a guy who is kind of like down to earth. Well, Taylor Swift asked me to write a song with her, and I was like, yeah, why not, Taylor? Let's just do it.
Well, you know, in fairness, it was Ed that introduced me to Taylor. It was his introduction. I didn't know. I don't wander around in celebrity circles. I don't know very many famous people. But
I just picture you on one of those VIP parties going like, I can write a song for you, baby. I do have the skills.
That's not really my scene, but
I do have the skills, baby. Just call me. Oh no! But how did you get to meet Ed Sheeran? Was that
we played a festival in 2011 in Zurich, and Ed was playing the same festival, and I think it was just after the release of his first album. I think his first album came out in 2010, but I was a fan of his first album, and I brought around a little letter to his dressing room.
Aww.
He wasn't there, so I left a little letter in his dressing room and saying that I was a fan and I'd like to hang out if he had time. And then he came around to our dressing room later on, and we went out in Zurich that night, got drunk and talked about tattoos.
Super romantic start of a bromance.
Romantic start to a bromance.
No, yeah. Really is. Yeah. Because I was like, oh, maybe it was like one of those unromantic stories where the manager of the one guy talked to the record company of the other guy, but it was like a note was involved, a handwritten note.
I don't like the approach by my people and your people, and we'll talk. Yeah. No, I don't like that. I like to sort of get a personal approach to someone if I'm a fan.
Yeah, sounds good to me. So you've received a music prize in Northern Ireland just recently.
Yeah, the end of last year. Yeah,
yeah, That's something that I've just seen it on your Insta. I thought it just happened like a few days ago.
No, it was the end of last year.
Okay.
The Northern Irish Music Awards gave me outstanding contribution to music in Northern Ireland. I feel embarrassed even mentioning it, but you brought it up. But
sorry.
It was a very strange night because the Northern Irish Music Awards is an amazing night, especially at the moment Northern Irish music is in such amazingly rude health. Mm-hmm. There's so many great bands from Northern Ireland right now, Brand New Friend and Roe and Kit Philippa. The list is endless. It was the very first time they gave that award, and it was to me.
Lifetime achievement.
It's kind of a bit like that. I felt like, so do I have to give up music now? I felt like, is this my retirement?
What are you trying to tell to me? but I don't think that was the intention.
I hope not. But yeah, I don't think so.
So you guys are going to play Velodrome tonight, and you're going to have to play a few more shows this year, I guess.
We're playing all the way up until the end of the year, up until December.
Yeah.
And tonight at Velodrome as well, another two great Northern Irish songwriters, Foy Vance and JC Stewart are on the bill as well. So if you're coming along, and there's some tickets still available, if you want to come down, get there early and see those two amazing artists because they're phenomenal.
Cool.
Foy Vance, especially, has been a friend of ours for about 10 years now, and he's one of the greatest Northern Irish singers of all time, one of my favorite songwriters of ever, and it's really a honor to have him on stage with us.
It's a Dundee gang.
The Belfast gang.
Belfast gang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beware, people of Berlin. The Belfast gang is in town.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not drunk anymore.
No, we're not drunk anymore.
We're not as dangerous as back in the days. Wer hingehen möchte zu Snow Patrol heute Abend, der kann mich jetzt noch schnell anrufen, denn ich habe ein paar Tickets, die ich verlosen darf, unter der Telefonnummer 030 2000 9000, Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir verlosen Tickets für Snow Patrol im Velodrom, und zum Abschluss unseres Gespräches hören wir Heal Me nochmal in der Alternate Version von der Wildness Deluxe Version, von der Deluxe LP Snow Patrol, also nochmal auf Flux FM. Ihr ruft an unter der 030 2000 9000 für Tickets. Gary, it was a great pleasure to be talking to you again.
Nice to see you again. Thank you.
Yeah, you know where we live right now, every 4 weeks. You know?
I'll be back in a month.
Yeah, cool. We have an appointment. See you then. Bye-bye.
See you, bye.